I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, July 20th. Four Quincy juveniles were arrested yesterday in connection to the February murder of 17-year-old Weymouth High School student Nathan Paul in Quincy. The DA's office says the four defendants were arrested on charges related to a larceny that allegedly occurred just before Paul was killed and the use of counterfeit currency in that larceny. One of the juveniles arrested is also facing a charge of accessory after the fact of murder. Because of their age, the juveniles were not identified. Authorities so far charged two other teens in connection with that February 15th homicide. 18-year-old Javon Harris was initially arrested in February. He and 18-year-old Keniel Diaz Romero were both indicted by a grand jury in May on charges of murder. Harris is also charged with misleading police, and Diaz Romero with unlawfully carrying a firearm. Paul was shot after a botched drug deal on Taffrail Road in Germantown. On the night he was shot, Paul allegedly sold a couple of teenagers honeydew-flavored THC bars, but soon realized that he was given counterfeit money. He chased after the teens and was shot in a vehicle, died later at Boston Medical Center. Harris turned himself in to police and has pleaded not guilty. Romero is believed to have fled to Puerto Rico. The current heat wave is forcing some changes to the Quincy Recreation Department's summer activities. Officials have announced that all playground programs will close at 11 o'clock this morning. Boating and sailing programs will close after the 10:30 classes. Leaders in training program will be assigned to an indoor location. Kids Corner and Jump Start will be held at the Central Middle School. You should enter by the flagpole. Sports and More will be held at Quincy High School. Use the Russell Park entrance. Boys lacrosse will be at the Marymount School. You should enter on the left rear by the dumpster. Tennis will move into Quincy High School as needed. And volleyball, co-ed basketball, arts and crafts, and Happy Acres are all on as scheduled. Quincy residents are also reminded to use the Kennedy Center or the Thomas Crane Libraries as cooling centers. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch announcing the nominations are now open for the annual Neat Neighbors contest. The annual contest aims to recognize Quincy residents that maintain their yard or property in the spirit of a cleaner, greener Quincy. Each year, 30 winners are chosen from across the city. If you'd like to nominate a friend, a neighbor, or simply a house that does a great job with the upkeep of their property, call 617-376-1251 or email Paul Doherty, pdoherty@quincyma.gov. Nominations are open from now through Labor Day. Winners are chosen at random from the properties that meet the standards of the contest. It is not a competitive evaluation contest. Winners will be announced in September. Quincy has conducted a Neat Neighbors contest for many years. 30 winners will be awarded a $30 gift certificate from a local garden center in recognition of their efforts. President Biden will travel to Massachusetts today to promote his efforts to combat climate change, but will stop short of issuing an emergency declaration that would unlock federal resources to deal with the issue. Biden has been under pressure to issue an emergency declaration after Senator Joe Manchin pulled out of negotiations over climate legislation. Biden's been trying to signal to Democratic voters that he's aggressively tackling global warming at a time when some of his supporters have despaired about the lack of progress. During his visit to Somerset, Biden could announce other steps on climate change, but the White House has not released details. He has pledged to push forward on his own in the absence of congressional action. A person familiar with Biden's intention to hold off on making an emergency declaration spoke on the condition of anonymity. It wasn't clear whether an emergency declaration remained under consideration for a later time. Massachusetts Congresswomen Ayanna Pressley and Catherine Clark were among dozens of people arrested outside the Supreme Court yesterday during an abortion rights protest. The representative participated in the chants as they walked, "If we don't get it, shut it down," she can be heard saying in the video. Pressley, police officer, and another woman walk underneath police caution tape before the video ends. In a prepared statement, Pressley classified her protest as a nonviolent civil disobedience action. Clark tweeted a photo of herself and wrote, "The extremist Republicans are determined to take us back in time and take away our rights. They can arrest me, but we won't allow them to arrest freedom." According to U.S. Capitol Police, 35 people were arrested at the protest on charges including crowding, obstructing, and incommoding. 17 of those arrested were members of Congress. For the first time, the median single-family home price in Massachusetts exceeded the $600,000 mark last month, and one housing market analyst says prices might not have hit their apex just yet. The median sale price registered at $610,000 in June, according to the Warren Group, up from a median of $555,000 in June of 2021 and $440,000 in June of 2020. The fierce competition for houses in the Bay State got even more fraught last month as inventory shrank. The number of sales last declined 11.5% from last June to just over 6,100 sales. Halfway through this year, there have been 24,553 single-family home sales in Massachusetts, down 10.5% from the first 6 months of last year. At the same time, the year-to-date median single-family home price has increased 10% to $550,000, and that's up almost 33% since June of 2020. A check of business news this morning. Stocks rebounded. The Dow shot up 754 points. NASDAQ rose 353. The S&P is up 105. Asian shares advanced. The dollar was flat. The euro is down. Oil at $99 a barrel. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Hazy, hot, and humid today. High 95. Muggy tonight. Low 70. Tomorrow, hot and humid with scattered storms. High 94. Hazy 93 on Friday and sunny and hot 93 on Saturday. Out on the water, waves about a foot and light west wind becomes southeast. Later today, gusts 10 to 15 knots. High tide just before 6 p.m. It'll be low at 11:30 this morning. Sunrise at 5:25, set at 8:14. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, July 20th.